Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, day one of the boys' state basketball championships in the books. Six games down, six more on the slate for today. In first-round action yesterday in Class 1A quarterfinals, it was Gladbrook-Rhinebeck outlasting Linville-Sully 53-50. North Lynn got by Maple Valley 54-49. Remsen St. Mary's edging New London 59-52. Grandview Christian also a winner, 59-36 over West Hancock in 1A play yesterday. In Class 2A quarterfinals, Western Christian advancing with a 53-47 win over South Hamilton, while Comanche defeated Cascade by 10, 58-48. Now, the last two of the Class 2A quarterfinals set for today in Des Moines. Pella Christian will face off against Van Meter. That game will start the day at 10:30 this morning, and that'll be followed by Kemper Catholic battling Garner Hayfield Ventura. That game's set to go at 12:15 this afternoon. Kemper Catholic carrying a 22-2 record out of the Hawkeye 10 Conference to Des Moines. Garner Hayfield Ventura 23-1 entering today's action. Now, once that 12:15 game is over, Kemper Catholic and Garner Hayfield Ventura, well, then we move on to the Class 3A portion of the tournament, and the first game will feature the Atlantic Trojan boys basketball team, as they are ready for their chance to compete at the state tournament in Des Moines. The Trojans have that quarterfinal date with the top-ranked Waverly Shell Rock Gohawks this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll begin our pregame coverage for you here on KJAN at 12:30. We'll have a little extra fun for you during the pregame show. Now, the 19-5 Trojans will face a tough challenge in a 22-1 Gohawks team, but head coach Alan Jenkins said the Trojans are excited to get out on the floor at state.
It's just going to be a fantastic challenge for us. I know our guys are well prepared. They're ready to go out there and compete against the number one ranked team in the state.
The Gohawks like to play a quick transition game on offense when they can, and they will also mostly stick to man-to-man defense. Coach Jenkins talked about the weapons that Waverly Shell Rock brings to the table.
They are fast in transition. They have the ability for their big guys to run the floor very well. They have good, quick, athletic guards. And then in the half-court setting, they have a couple very good shooters in Strensland and Seward, which allows them to stretch the floor. But obviously what they're known for is their post play, obviously centering around their 6'10", UNI signee, Austin Fife.
Waverly Shell Rock head coach Nate Stieg says the Trojans bring a well-balanced team into that game on Tuesday, and he talked about what concerns him about Atlantic.
Their overall size, especially in their guard court, can be a matchup problem. And they get the ball where it needs to go, and they get the right guys taking shots from easy spots for those players, and have a nice inside game, have a nice game, perimeter game, and so a well-balanced team. Run a lot of good sets and actions, and obviously when you have a player as good as Franken, that makes you a very dangerous team.
Well, the game will feature two of the premier scorers in the state, with Atlantic's Garrett Franken at 24 points per game and Waverly Shell Rock's Austin Fife averaging 19 per outing. Franken is committed to play his college ball at the University of North Dakota, while Fife is signed to play at the University of Northern Iowa. Both the coaches expect that battle within the game to be a pretty good one. Of course, anytime you have big-name players like that, it seems like it's always the other guys who step up big to make the difference in the ball game. We'll find out soon enough. Tip-off is scheduled for 2 o'clock in Des Moines. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call for you here on KJAN. And again, our pregame coverage starting at 12:30 this afternoon. We'll have a little extra fun for you during the pregame. Don't miss that if you can't make it to the game to watch it with us. Also in Class 3A quarterfinal round play today, Cedar Rapids Xavier, the defending 3A state champs, they'll face Mount Pleasant at 3:45. That'll be followed by the evening session, West Delaware, undefeated on the year, playing Dallas Center Grimes, and Pella will face Sergeant Bluff Luton in the late game coming up tonight. Well, the Rolling Valley Conference has announced its all-conference basketball teams for the year. On the boys' side, first-team unanimous picks include Drew Buchholz of Exira EHK, Thomas Hensley of CAM, Joe Weber of Bowyer Valley, and Ben Obert of Coon Rapids Bayer. They were all unanimous first-team selections. Other first-team picks include both Derek and Drew Shirky of Arweva, Joe Tower of Peyton Sherdan, and Hunter Clausen of Charter Oak Ute. Second-team picks include Dakota Rold of Exira EHK, Jake Danner of Arweva, Nick Holstey from CAM, Zach Krause of Arweva, Justin Sparks of Glidden-Ralston, Jake Burns of Peyton Sherdan, Brandon Evans of Coon Rapids Baird, and Jesse Hupp of Charter Oak Ute. On the girls' side, first team selections include unanimous picks Sophia Peppers of Exira EHK, Maggie Rasmussen of Exira EHK, and Keely Nelson of Exira EHK. They helped to lead their team to the state basketball tournament. Julia Fleece of Glidden-Ralston, also a unanimous selection to the first team. Other first-team picks include Holly Handlos of Glidden-Ralston, Aaron Weber of Booyer Valley, Madison Gettler of CAM, Felicity Jackson of CAM, Tina Lair of Van Meter, also Tina Lair Meter, rather, of Coon Rapids Bayard was a pick as well. Also, second-team selections on the Rolling Valley Conference girls' side, Mara Burmeister of Exira EHK, Madison Whitver of Glidden-Ralston, Ella Meyer of Booyer Valley, Anna Puck of Booyer Valley, Paige McAfee of CAM, Tori Newsom of Charter Oak Ute, Casey Karstens from Charter Oak Ute, and Jenna Beyer of Peyton Sherdan, also a second-team pick. Western Iowa Conference also announced its all-conference basketball teams. On the girls' side, first-team picks Kenzie Kennard of Logan Magnolia, Madeline Deichler of Trainer, Connor Sudman of Trainer, Carly Larson of Underwood, Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning, Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia, and Sydney Obermeyer of Audubon were first-team picks. Second-team selections include Lauren Shapcott of Underwood, Cameron Jansen of Missouri Valley, Matea Peters of Griswold, Delaney Edelman of Logan Magnolia, Abby Tarks of Trainer, Morgan Ekman of AHSTW, Danielle Elliott of Tri-Center, and Shauna Wrighton of IKM Manning. On the boys' side, first-team selections include Isaiah Humphrey of Underwood, R.J. Harris of AHSTW, Dylan Fauble of Trainer, Colby Morrison of Logan Magnolia, John Brandt from IKM Manning, Marcus Mum of Tri-Center, and Ben Wegner of IKM Manning. Second-team picks include Rhett Welsh of AHSTW, Tate Colleen of Audubon, Tyler Reboff of Audubon, Preslin Groby of AHSTW, Thomas Kahn of Underwood, Trey Castle of Trainer, and Jessup Lake of Logan Magnolia, all second-team selections. In NCAA men's basketball play last night, Nigel Williams-Goss, 25 points, 8 rebounds. He led number 4 Gonzaga to secure a spot in the West Coast Conference title game for the 20th straight season with a 77-68 win over pesky Santa Clara last night. St. Mary's wanted another shot at its nemesis Gonzaga's mission accomplished for the 19th-ranked Gaels. They pick up an 81-50 win over BYU in the West Coast Conference semifinals. No other top 25 teams in action. In tournament play, though, Jordan Washington had 21 points and 10 rebounds, and Iona held off Siena 87-86 in overtime Monday night to win the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference title in the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. Also, T.J. Cromer scored 23 points, and East Tennessee State beat top-seeded UNC Greensboro 79-74 to win the Southern Conference Tournament Championship in the automatic bid. C.J. Bryce scored 24 points, and UNC Wilmington clinched its second straight NCAA tournament berth with a 78-69 win over College of Charleston in the Colonial Athletic Association Championship. And in a couple of NFL notes, longtime Minnesota Vikings linebacker and former Iowa Hawkeye Chad Greenway is set to retire. The team says that Greenway will announce his retirement at a news conference today at Vikings headquarters. And the Oakland Raiders told the NFL Monday they've found a new partner to finance their proposed stadium in Las Vegas, Bank of America. A person familiar with the Raiders' plans said the team presented the new proposal with financing backed by Bank of America to the NFL stadium and finance committees. The Raiders had been seeking a new partner for the proposed $1.9 billion, 65,000-seat domed stadium after casino magnate Sheldon Adelson withdrew a $650 million pledge last month. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.